At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, I believe we have Kevin Saul. Kevin, can you hear us?
I got you guys. How are you this morning?
Good. There we have it. Wichita State Athletic Director Kevin Saul joining us. Are you out in Florida, Kevin?
No, I'm actually not. We celebrated our oldest son's graduation from WSU Tech last night and got a few meetings today and working our way towards the weekend. But if our baseball team can advance a little bit more here, I'll certainly make an effort to get down there this weekend.
Well, congratulations to your son. Congratulations to all the graduates, college, high school, everyone. Such an awesome and exciting and fun time of year. I know most people get really excited for all the graduates. So, tip of the cap to everybody out there. So baseball yesterday, Kevin, it's always interesting. I'm glad this is a double elimination tournament. I wish that softball was, but I'm always glad baseball is because I think you get a better representation of a team and not just a team that has a really good starting pitcher. And that's what Wichita State ran into yesterday. We kind of hoped that Charlotte might try to save Gillespie. They didn't. Most teams don't do that. And so they run up against a guy that strikes out 13 batters in 8 innings and never really had a chance to get in that one. I don't know what else to say about that one other than it's luck of the draw a little bit when you have to go up against a guy like that.
Well, luck of the draw. And again, I'm really intrigued. I love sports radio, guys, and I'm really intrigued by your conversation on the tush push. But the way to not get into that situation is to not be the seventh seed and play better during the regular season, which is certainly the expectation here. But, you knew going into that game last night, based on his numbers, it's ridiculous, guys. It's like 120 strikeouts and 20 some odd walks. He's a strike machine. And the breaking ball was working really well. We knew if he was on his A game, we were going to have to hold Charlotte to a run or two. And so obviously that didn't happen. But at the end of the day, we've got an opportunity against South Florida today. We beat South Florida in game two of the regular season series. So it'll be a similar matchup as that. We had great starting pitching that game that I think went into the seventh. If I'm recalling correctly, I believe that was Brady went into the seventh. And so we'll have a similar setup today. It'll be interesting to watch, see how our guys respond.
And the reality is it's going to take a long win streak. I think the good news is, or the optimistic look at it is that's what the Shockers did in the season. 5 wins in a row. It'll take something like that now if Wichita State wants to extend the season. And they'll have a chance that game today. It'll be the second game of the day. We think around 3:30, maybe even 4 o'clock. Sometime after the first game, 47 minutes after the first game is when that game against South Florida will happen. And we'll see if the Shockers can extend the season. Shockers softball, Kevin, was interesting yesterday. We saw a lot of transfers out of the program. That feels new. There's not usually roster movement with softball. Yeah. Other than graduation, right? What's going on there that you can tell us?
Well, I would share with you based on, the journey of the season and everything that goes on day in and day out in your programs. I don't know that the coaching staff or myself, based on all the conversations we had, are incredibly surprised by the movement that we saw yesterday. But at the end of the day, in all of our programs, we've got an opportunity to get better quicker if we can crack the nut on – knowing the type of player beyond technical skill and ability, knowing the type of player that we're getting through the portal certainly will be to our advantage. And so, again, not a lot of surprises from our perspective in terms of portal entries on the softball side. And I know Coach Bredbenner and the staff are laser focused on replacing and improving the roster this offseason.
Yeah, it's interesting. It'll be new to the program, though, right? To kind of turn over, that'll be a new experience for them. Now, this is probably a different situation than a lot of sports. I would imagine Wichita State softball is going to be in a position to be very competitive with bringing in players in the softball world. But is that something that this staff has had to do before, to your knowledge? I don't remember it having to do something like that.
Well, I think you've had, you know, traditionally in the old school or traditional system, you're going to have large senior classes that you have to replace. And that's certainly been the case in the portal era. This is probably the most that she's had. But at the end of the day, there not a lot of them are surprises, guys. And I think one of the advantages of the many advantages that we have at Wichita State with respect to our softball program is you've got a great facility that's being constructed. Certainly you can recruit to that. You can recruit to history, tradition, player development. You don't have to look back too many years to find some remarkable All-American type talent that was recruited and developed at Wichita State. That's really important as well. And then we've talked about it before on your show, guys. I think we're going to be able to do things at Wichita State in terms of additional scholarships and roster resources in the form of revenue share for a sport like softball that we're relatively confident our competitive peers in the league will not be able to do. So those are three or four advantages there that should position us really well to recruit well this offseason.
It's an interesting situation we'll keep an eye on. And then, of course, the other big thing for Wichita State yesterday is Paul Mills came on here with us and then did a bigger scrum later in the day out there, finally able to talk a little bit about the class that's come together, which means everybody can. You guys have those guys, for the most part, on campuses and at least, you know, paperwork signed. I don't know what you think about this class. I think it has become really interesting because it seems to be a good fit, right? Like I think there is a pretty clear goal that was, you know, I want to say achieved by the coaching staff. I don't know what it was like out there on the streets, but the types of players that the coaches were able to bring in all make a lot of sense for if you had to start a roster for Wichita State, what you'd want to see.
Yeah, I think you can see some themes obviously come through guard play and the ability to score from outside was certainly a priority, an emphasis on defense at multiple positions was certainly a priority. The ability to score with our back to the basket down low was certainly a priority, and I think that was addressed with this class. So you start looking at the guards. You've got Michael Gray that we signed from Nicholls State, 6'2", 200 pounds, gives you some size. Played 23 minutes a game, scored in double digits, good rebounder, 41% from 3-point. So how that translates into the American Athletic Conference remains to be seen. You got a Kenyon Giles, 5'11", 170 from UNC Greensboro, 40% from 3-point shooting on 6.6 attempts. So very good there. You got Tyrus, the freshman, that's 190th in the country. Top 200 player, really good, All-American, McDonald's All-American nominee. Brian Amuniki is a really intriguing one, a sophomore from Fresno State, 6'5", 181. Played about 21 minutes a game, guys. He was the last 12 to 15 games. His productivity was really, really good in a very difficult Mountain West conference. He shot 41% from three-point. Over the course of that time period, Keandre Kendall, as you guys know from Butler County, won a national championship. He's a 6-foot guard, good scoring guard. And then you got Joy and TJ coming back as well. So really excited about that. And then, you know, we can get into the other positions if you'd like, but I think at the end of the day, you're seeing outside shooting, you're seeing defense, you're seeing the ability to score with your back to the basket in the post. We talked defensively. I think we've got three guys that were on their respective leagues, all defensive team, which is typically the top five to seven defenders in their respective league. And then you've got Caron Boyd, who's a 6'5 forward, 218-pound senior from East Tennessee that was the Southern Conference Defensive Player of the Year. TJ is a very good defender. So you see those themes start to come through, and we're excited about this group that's going to be on campus here in about a week.
Yeah, I think the themes there, of course, you know, replacing the down low scoring of Quincy and Corey is I don't know that that was ever going to be a reasonable expectation. That's why I like what they've done. It's going to look a little different.
It'll well, Jacob, shooting. I think it's an interesting point when you talk about down low scoring for Quincy, right? Quincy, if you look at the facts on offensive efficiency ratings over the last 2 years, he's the most improved player in the country from a development standpoint, right? So really good. But if you think about traditional scoring in the post, in 18 league games, Quincy had a one-on-one situation with his back to the basket to score, I think, maybe seven times in 18 league games, and he was 0 for 7. That's not Quincy's strength.
Right.
Quincy's strength was rim protector, pick and roll, rebounder, you know, putting buckets back down low. At the end of the day, I think the goal with this class was to try and find some guys that could do a little something down low and score with their back to the basket as well.
His development has been one of my favorite things to watch in the modern generation of Shocker basketball. And he didn't start that way. And I think if you're looking at some of these other players coming in, that's what you look like. Quincy wasn't there in the beginning. He got there. Maybe one of these guys can too. I know that character is so important to you guys. Have you had a chance to spend any time with the new players at all yet? I know they haven't started practicing or anything, but how much of that have you been able to see in this early part of the process?
Yeah, great question. And before we leave the development piece, I think another thing that folks would be interested to hear is 2 years ago, Xavier Bell was ranked in KenPom. He was ranked 91st of 93 guards in the American Athletic Conference. And last year is a first team all AAC, which means, you know, he's a top five guard. So, that development piece, I think, is firmly in place. You've got the ability to churn out some first-team all-conference players, second-team all-conference players, players of the week. We had a national player of the week in Corey, the Oscar Robinson National Player of the Week. So that development piece is really good. The guys have not been on campus yet. I've met a few through the recruiting process, but not all of them. Character is incredibly important, and I would tell you guys that's the most challenging thing to get to in this condensed, pressure-packed, narrow time window of the transfer portal, is finding guys that absolutely love basketball, that want to come in here and compete for their position, that aren't scared to compete for their position. And I think they've done a nice job in that, but time will tell as we get these guys on campus in June.
Yeah, that's the story, boy. Isn't that the story for every team across the country? It feels like this year, but the players, the mix on paper, I think it looks pretty good. Kevin, hopefully you make a trip out to Florida, because Wichita State baseball makes a little noise in this conference tournament. That game today, again, 3 or 4 o'clock. Our coverage will begin whenever it is here on KFH. You'll hear Shocker baseball as you always do. Mike Kennett will be on the call, and we'll see if Wichita State can do it. We will, next time we talk, I believe you guys will have them on campus and maybe just beginning practice. It might be like the first day.
Yeah.
So we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And thanks for the connection.
Yep. Thanks so much for the time, guys. Appreciate the opportunity to be on the show, and go Shockers.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.